The Republican Secretary of State has removed about 1 million people from the rolls so far since 2011. The court says he can continue the practice, which he says follows state and federal law and removes dead, inactive, and duplicate voters.
It is important for us to maintain the voter rolls, to make sure the elections run smoothly. If you do that, that means more people get to vote where they really live, and that they won't be casting provisional ballots.
But Democratic Representative Kathleen Clyde worries legitimate voters are unknowingly being kicked off the rolls.
They don't get any notice that they have been purged before it happens. So a lot of people think they're fine. In fact, they show up to vote and end up voting a provisional ballot that ends up being rejected.
Clyde says the group that filed this lawsuit plans to appeal the court decision. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.